Welcome to the Lean on Agile podcast. I'm Shaheen, your host, and I have a very well-known Agile coach with me, or as he might want to introduce himself some other way, I let him do that. He's Declan Whalen. He's a recent board member of Agile Alliance. Welcome, Declan, to the show.
Oh, thanks, Shaheen. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Yeah. Thank you for being on the show. Declan, I know you from long time ago, I believe. I even saw pictures of you or video of you taking part in Agile Coach Camp Canada first edition or second edition, which it wasn't in Cornwall. It was in a hotel. And we played a game at Agile TU. I'm not sure if you remember that. And we won the product game. What was the name of the game?
Product owner game. I remember product. That. Yeah. We were a good team.
Yeah. How do you want to introduce yourself for the audience? I won't do the justice doing that. So I leave it up to you to introduce yourself for our podcast listeners.
Well, thank you for that. I like to keep things simple and say that at the heart, I'm a developer. I love to write code. I love to help individuals and organizations write code as well. And so my role in most of my day-to-day work is as a technical coach, where I help teams build software better. And often that leads to other things like helping product owners or scrum masters or CTOs. So I quite often will move up and down through organizations helping them. And usually it's focused around the code. And so that's mostly what I do. And I've chosen a career path that has let me code for my entire career. So I've been very fortunate to be able to have a career that lets me do that. I think, you've mentioned my role on the Agile Alliance. I came to Agile pretty recently compared to some people in the Agile community, only about 10 years, maybe 11 now. And it really resonated with me at that time. And I really wanted to do my part in terms of giving back to the community, in terms of having coach camps and starting local Agile users groups. And eventually that sort of led me to being having a broader scope and being on the board of the Agile Alliance for a few years. So it's really just, I think we have an amazing community, and I really wanted to participate and support that because I think it's making a difference in the world.
Amazing. I really enjoyed when you described your role as, and code was always around that. I've heard, and I'm sure you've heard, that developers communicate through code to each other. And I think what you do, you communicate through the whole organization using code. That how resonated with me when you mentioned you talk, you code and you help people code and talk to the team members up to the CTO and even the CEOs. That was a very nice way to put that. But tonight, as you said, we want to focus more on the Agile Alliance side and you as a board member or an ex-board member of that can share some information with our audience. So tell us, what is an Agile Alliance and what they do?
So the Agile Alliance was formed about 18 years ago, something like that. I'm not sure of the exact date. And an interesting thing is that the original directors of the Agile Alliance were actually the signatories on the Agile Manifesto. So there's a direct line from the manifesto through to the formation of the Agile Alliance. And the Agile Alliance has been very steadfast and constant in saying that, you know, agility is really guided a lot by what's in the manifesto. And that's led to some sort of interesting things. One of them is a very, what I would call an umbrella attitude. So, you know, if you look at the manifesto, it doesn't talk about sprints, it doesn't talk about story points or scrum masters. It's much more about values and principles. And so you know, the big tent of the Agile Alliance is, as long as ideas and practices and organizational structures are aligned with those values and principles in the manifesto, then, you know, the Agile Alliance is in support. So sort of interesting that you will not see anybody explicitly singled out in the sense of saying, oh, we support Scrum and therefore we're going to offer, you know, support for Scrum people or, you know, some Scrum organizations or some Scrum training. You will never see that, and you'll never see anything excluded so long as it's sort of consistent with those practices. And so, you know, you move from that, and really the Agile Alliance, I think, is really to, I think Diana Larson worded it, is to really hold the space for Agile to happen, you know, in organizations and around the world. So the Agile Alliance sees it as its mission. The mission is always shifting, but it's really about fostering and promoting agility around the globe.
Nice. Guys, since you mentioned, Declan, about Diana Larson, she has a keynote speaker video recorded on Agile Alliance that she did the Agile dance, I believe. So if you have not seen that, it's available on Agile Alliance and many other good videos. It's a very good resource for you guys to listen to that. But back to the Agile Alliance. So are you telling us, Declan, that the Agile Alliance is not giving any certifications out?
That's right. Yeah, it never has. And I suspect that's pretty deeply rooted through the DNA of the organization, is that it's had a stance that, you know, certifications in so far as I completed this course is sort of one thing, but the Agile, they will, so let me back up. They would never issue a certificate from the Agile Alliance. It would never offer a certificate.
Right.
And those are for deep reasons. It's just that certification is hard to prove that anybody that has a certificate is better or more skilled or more knowledgeable or more experienced than someone who does not. And that's not a place that the Agile Alliance wants to be, especially with the big tent attitude. So yes, you'll never see certifications from the Agile Alliance. In fact, on the Agile Alliance website, there's a nice post about the reasoning behind that.
Nice. I shall read it myself. I never read that.
That's a good point. You know, like when I joined the board, which was about 7 years ago, you know, the website was not that good. It was hard to find things. And one thing that the Agile Alliance has done in the last, say, 3 years is really build a new website and build a better, you know, easier to find lots of information about what's going on. So there are a lot of videos, a lot of great blog posts and articles. So it is a good resource, especially if you're relatively new to Agile and looking for material around, you know, what is a story point anyway, or what is the role of a product owner, or, you know, anything like that. There's lots of great material there available. And it's not, a lot of people don't really know that there is a trove of information, most of it from the, from conferences and, you know, videos of sessions.
Right. And then that's a good segue to talking about the conferences Agile Alliance hosting. Mm-hmm. I know there is an Agile 20XX that is the most famous one that is hosting by Agile Alliance. What are the other ones or that Agile Alliance is hosting?
Yes, that Agile XX event has been the most famous and the most consistent throughout the years. And since, in the last few years, the number of conferences has grown, and that's really an attempt for the Agile Alliance to reach beyond sort of the North American audience, if you will, that is the prime attendees of the 20XX conference. So a few years ago, I think it's maybe 2 or 3 years ago, partnered with XP. So there's an XP conference which has traditionally been in Europe and has been a bit more of a academic and research type conference that has now been that is now part of the Agile Alliance. Now has a big role in making that conference happen. There was Agile India is now sort of part of, you know, Agile Alliance has got much more involved in that. There have been there's also a Deliver Agile conference, which has been an experiment that's been going for a few years in really trying to have a technical space for people. We could talk a bit more about how that happened and sort of some pros and cons about that. There was an attempt to have an online conference, which I helped with, which was really awesome. And I really was excited about that because, you know, there are a lot of people in countries around the world where, you know, traveling to North America is, you know, prohibitive. And having an online conference allowed people to join from anywhere in the world at a very modest cost. So, and this is the type of thing that I think the Agile Alliance is going to continue to move towards, is reaching out around the world and supporting organizations that are supporting countries and, you know, organizations in those countries that have not had access to the materials that we maybe sometimes even take for granted in North America.
Right. I remember that it was called On Agile, if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm. And being from Ontario, I always mistake that it's Ontario. It's Online Agile Conference. So.
Yeah, that's right.
It was good material. I still have some of the PowerPoint presented and referring back to that.
Mm. Oh, I'm glad to hear you were there. I was very excited. We had 1,000 people from 43 countries, I think, attend that conference online.
Right.
So that was really exciting.
Right. So, and for these conferences, I'm sure, or for all the activities that Agile Alliance does, takes lots of energy and lots of volunteership. Tell us more about how people can help. How can people get involved if they are interested in?
Oh yeah, that's a great question. There's always room for volunteers. In fact, the big Agile 20XX conference is primarily enabled by volunteers, and you'll see them if ever you've been to the conference, because they always wear purple shirts, and you can't miss them. And so there, it's just a matter of going on the website and offering to be a volunteer. And that's how a lot of people get introduced to the community. And it's a great way to experience the conference and build some relationships and connections and, you know, get involved. If you're interested, that's a really great way to go. And, you know, you would also have some perks as, you know, being able to attend the conference. So, that's definitely one way as a volunteer. The other ways to participate, which was sort of more the direction I went, was, you know, I just started to put in proposals to speak, and I was surprised I got accepted, and then I went on to speak, and that was super helpful. And I've also participated as a reviewer. Always room for people if you're, you know, maybe not super keen about presenting, but you'd like to get involved, and you can definitely do that as a reviewer. And then what happens from there is, you know, over time, people that really enjoyed the reviewing and were effective at it, wanted to do more, they could become a track chair and then, you know, a program chair. So there is a way to sort of expand your role if you get energy and excitement from participating in that.
Right. And it's good to note that there is no track chair, there are always track coaches, and that's the model that Agile Alliance is using.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pairing up at each level, every level that you guys are. Yeah. So Declan, I'm running a local meetup in Toronto called Lean Agile Network. I'm sure you're familiar with that. And that's part of the initiative that Agile Alliance helped us to build that. And now I want you to talk about some of these initiatives and how can other people benefit from, because I know, for example, there's an initiative to bring in a guest speaker from outside of your town for a local community. We have used that. I think there is a Women in Agile initiative and others. I think a coach camp at some point was an initiative supported. And last year, Agile 2019 has the Agile Coach Camp Award, part of that initiative. There are the resources, I believe, for people that are interested in expanding and distributing the knowledge of Agile in their communities. Tell us a little bit more about those.
Wow, you've really done your homework. Yes, the initiatives in particular particular were something that I was very passionate about on the board. And the board has sort of committees and that you can participate in as a board member. And one of the initiatives that I joined early in my stint on the board was the initiatives area. And what that is about is it's really about supporting people in the community that have an idea or a passion that's aligned with the, you know, Agile Manifesto. And it could be starting a users group or running a conference or bringing in speakers, or it really could be anything. And then the Agile Alliance is really looking to use the money that we make from conferences and feeding that back into the community through it. You know, one of the ways is through these initiatives. You know, there's some really interesting initiatives. There's a Five Saturdays program where it's teaching, exposing, you know, high school students to Agile practices and principles and having them use that in their day-to-day lives. So that's like a really great thing. And there have been other initiatives. The one that you mentioned, which has been really great, is supporting an Agile users group. So if you're in an area that maybe doesn't have an Agile users group, well, you could join this initiative. And the initiatives are free to join once you're a member. And you know, through that, then you would have access to some financial support, I believe. It's been a couple of years since I've been involved with that, so I don't remember the details. But certainly you would have access to materials that other people have used. You would get subsidized, I believe, from your meetup and various other things that change year to year as the initiatives get renewed. But it's really, you know, one way in which the Agile Alliance is trying to invest back into the community. Right. You know, when I started, I think the budget for that has gone up by about 10x in the last few years, at least 10x. So it's definitely, you know, an area that that I was passionate about and would like, you know, to see more, because it's really, you know, not, you don't all learn agility going to the conferences. Going to a conference once a year may not be sufficient to sustain agility in your community. You know, a local meetup might be something that would be effective. So we want to make that possible for people.
Right. And I don't believe that you need to be a board member to be part of, like, initiating the initiatives, right? Or you can be part of Agile Alliance even to suggest that and follow up on that. Is that, or
I think when you actually want to run an initiative, at some point somebody should be an Agile Alliance member. But that's you know, if you go ever speak at the conference or attend, you automatically have a 1 year.
Right.
So, and if you don't, the purchase for 1 year is a nominal fee, but it's probably free for most people that might be listening to this. If you've been to the Agile conference, and if you haven't been, it's a modest fee of about $100 a year. Right. And that might've changed. Like, that's my recollection that you needed to be a member. That may no longer be the case.
Right.
Certainly there are people who've submitted them without being a member, and then we've asked them to join because we like their suggestion so much, and they've gone that route.
Right. And this year is the board member is changing, and there is a nomination coming up. I believe it's the deadline is March or February. Tell us about what is the role of the board members, how much does it take for you to be a board member, and who would you recommend to be a board member at this point?
Wow, that's a great question as well. So being a board member is not, you know, if you know, the chair of the board is also a board member, and they have significantly more, you know, time commitment, say, than, you know, someone who is not the chair. So somebody that was new to the board would probably, you know, not choose to be the chair. It would probably be a good idea to be on the board before you did that. So initially, a board member would nominate themselves, and then they would go through a process of we would select, you know, depending on the nominations committee for the year and the number of participants, some, maybe not all, would get interviewed, and then eventually, you know, would be narrowed down to, it could be between 1 to 3 board members, depending on whether or not you know, an existing board member wanted to renew. I think this year there might be 2 or 3 positions available, and So, you know, if you, I should say as well, like the, we, it's one of the things that we spend the most time with on the board is selecting the next board members, because it's really about trying to get diversity and mm-hmm. around, and that can be sort of, have we got, you know, have we got a, we wouldn't want to have all consultants on the board. We wouldn't have want to have sure. all people that work for product companies. So there's sort of a diversity of what people do in their work. There's a diversity, geographic diversity, a gender diversity. One thing that always impressed me about the board was, I think there have been a few times where this has not been the case, but by and large, it's been gender neutral, down 50-50 for almost every year. Mm-hmm. And in fact, the chair of the board has more often been a woman than a man, which is great. And so the, it's really looking for diversity on the board, and making, especially from geographic regions, as right. the Agile Alliance started out as North America, you know, now it's, you know, there's a lot more presence in South America. Since I joined, the, you know, we started an Agile Alliance spun out of Brazil, and now there's one in New Zealand. So some of those will come from board members being passionate about their country or their region, and using, you know, trying to amplify that through their presence on the board. And that's worked really well in some countries.
Nice.
So I mean, I sort of deviated, like you were mentioning how much time it is. The commitments are like the following. We have monthly calls that are about, you know, 90 minutes or so, and we physically get together 4 times a year, and you're expected to travel. And because of the global nature, at least one of those meetings will be somewhere outside North America. You know, it's, you know, and it would depend on right. a bunch of things. And that's usually, each one of those is a long weekend. So, you know, that's some of the hard part, is maybe four long weekends away right. from your family. Right. And then if you choose to work on a committee, for example, you know, I worked on the initiatives committee for 3 years, which we talked about, then, mm-hmm. you know, I'm reviewing, you know, you'd be spending time reviewing initiatives and giving feedback to people. So that could be, you know, a few hours a month. So it's not a lot of, I did not find it onerous. Right. From a time commitment, and I certainly found it rewarding to spend time with some really smart, passionate people. So it was, I really treasured my time on the board.
Right. Nice. Thank you, Declan. So we are going to put some of these information that we talked about on the website, about some of these initiatives, some of these information. Anything else, Declan, that you want to share? I know, if I'm correct, the Agile 2020 is the next conference. XP has passed, right? So the next conference would be Agile 2020 that is coming up.
That's right.
Is there anything that you want to share about that? Such as who should attend those kind of conferences? Anyone, the people that are new to the conference?
That's a good question. I don't know anything. I'm not volunteering at this conference, so I'm not completely up to speed with. I know every year they will make some changes. There's always adjustments. You know, are the tracks right? Should we even call them tracks? So there are always things that move. But what I can say that I've seen consistently year to year is it's if you're new to Agile, it's really a great place to connect with other people and get really great information about sort of the what it's like to be starting with Agile in a community and getting support you need, whether that's you're a, you know, a BA or a tester or a product owner or a developer. So it's a very good conference for that. And it's really fun. I think one thing that the Agile Alliance does well is hold a fun conference. So there's lots of networking opportunities, and there's usually a party. So they do a good job with that.
Right. And there are lots of activities after hours too.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, it's a fun, definitely a fun week to be there for sure.
And I saw some speaker in Agile 2018 that they came with their families to the conference. Like, and you can make a vacation out of it if you prefer to. Okay, Declan, thank you for your time tonight. Do you mind if we put your contact information on the website if people want to contact you and have more information about the Agile Alliance and anything about that?
No, please go ahead. And I would encourage listeners, if anything I've said is of interest, you'll please nominate yourself for a board position. It can't hurt.
Right.
And if not, you know, look at volunteering at the conference if you're interested in attending and you're new on your Agile journey. It's a really great way to start.
Right. Again, thank you for spending your time with us, Declan. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did, and hopefully to have you later on another episode.
Thanks, Shaheen. It was great talking with you. Thank you for inviting me.